Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, it's the last day of the week, and we're going to talk about substance abuse treatment.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And so
finally, they're going to tell me what to do about this problem.
Yes. So we're going to reference an article from, or a sort of a policy statement from the American Society of Addiction Medication, right. or Medicine. Mm-hmm. American Society of Addiction Medicine.
Right. ASAM.
And it's the treatment for alcohol and other drug addiction,
right.
is the name of it. And this has been adopted. It's been here for a long time. They've had this sort of as their mission or their policy for treatment for some time.
Do you remember when exactly?
It shows that the adoption date was like years ago, like in the 80s.
Right. And that's what surprised me about this, because earlier in the week, we talked about that the policies, practices, procedures regarding addiction abuse are changing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, from it's a moral problem, it's a characterological flaw or a moral problem,
right.
and you just have to stop.
Yeah.
Okay, you just stop, and it's a matter of will and determination. Mm-hmm. We know that's not the case anymore. But I was surprised that these policies were promulgated that long ago, because
right.
we still struggle. We're still arguing about what's the best treatment.
Yeah.
Is it this or that? And I think the problem begins with, to what do you attribute addiction
right.
to? If it's a moral failing, that immediately suggests a treatment. If it's a biological problem, that suggests a different treatment.
Right.
And we're still having that argument, as what is the source?
Yeah.
What is the source of addiction?
Right.
Because that leads to intervention.
Yeah. Yeah. So the policy statement lists a variety of things. It kind of really works to break down everything that needs to be done, everything that needs to be collected, and all the information. And so we definitely want you to check that out. But we're going to kind of break it down in some pretty direct steps here.
Right. And we're talking about addiction.
Right.
And if we review just a little bit, we're talking about this physiologic problem that occurs
right.
in our brains.
Right.
Okay. And so the first step in treatment, if you're physiologically addicted, the first step is
you got to treat the physiological piece.
That's right. You have to deal with this brain chemistry problem first.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So whether it's opiates or alcohol or cocaine or whatever
nicotine,
it is,
caffeine.
The first thing you have to do is you have to address the physical issues, because if the person, you know, if the person goes cold turkey from alcohol, as we said earlier this week, you know, you could have seizures and mm-hmm. even die as a result of alcohol withdrawal. So
if you have a long-term drug or alcohol problem, you should have somebody guide you through,
you have to go through
the
detox.
Withdrawal process,
right.
the detoxification process. It's not something you just should. Don't be brave, okay?
Right.
You could die
right.
in detox.
Yeah, okay? Oftentimes it requires hospitalization just
That's
to
right.
keep you stable and safe and to help you cope with it, because your tendency will be to go back to the substance, because that's going to relieve the pain
That's
and discomfort.
Right. That's right.
So oftentimes that initial treatment is that 28-day type of program
right.
where you go in and you spend almost a month in a treatment facility
right.
just to get off the substance and to, you know, sort of get it out of your system.
If you really want to get off the substance, then get off the substance.
Right.
And so the first step is detox.
Right.
Detoxification. You have to do that first. You can't mess around with this. And don't be brave. Don't think about those TV shows
mm-hmm,
where you see
mm-hmm.
people going through detox alone. Detox can be a dangerous
right.
activity, and so be very, very careful.
Right.
Get some professional advice.
Right. Now, that's step one.
Right.
Suggesting that there's more steps. You know,
right.
a lot of times people will go to rehab or detox, and they'll say, oh, you know, I did that, so everything should be fine.
No,
and then
okay.
they go back to their home or go back to their lifestyle, and they're not prepared because, you know, as we've talked about all week, addiction is one piece
the detox dealt with the physiological addiction.
Right.
Now you have to deal with the root cause or what it was that was contributing or mm-hmm. persuading you or guiding you to that substance to begin with.
That's right.
Because your brain chemistry isn't going to change that fast. If you needed GABA, as mm-hmm. we used in the examples earlier this week, right. If your brain needs some additional GABA and right. you're supplementing your brain chemistry with alcohol, well, unless you figure out another way to supplement GABA, you're going right. to begin to struggle again, and you're going to likely, you know, potentially have some recidivism issues.
Right.
You know, all
we're
going to go back
long,
to drinking.
That's right. All week long, the recurring theme is addiction and abuse is a complex problem.
Right.
Highly individualized. Different people abuse for different reasons. But it's a complex problem. Mm-hmm. And so the solution has to be complex.
Right.
So you're right. Detox is the first step.
Right.
Get this stuff out of your system.
Mm-hmm.
Get your brain back to normal
mm-hmm.
so that you can do the other work that you have to do. And there's plenty of work that you have to do
right.
beyond the detox.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Detox is step one.
Right.
Okay. And we advise that. Don't think that detox is the treatment.
Right.
Detox is the first step in treatment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So after that... After detox, then you have there's sort of a variety mm-hmm. of different types of supports. Sometimes people need medication. Again, if we're talking about some issues with whether it's neurotransmitters or we're talking about pain or we're talking about something like that, you may need some medical attention, medication to help you cope with those issues while you're working on the other stuff.
That's right. If you have depression,
mm-hmm.
Anxiety, you may then want to have some kind of drug management, drug
right.
treatment of those things, because that makes it easier for you to do another step, which is counseling.
Right. Right?
You need to go through some
exactly.
counseling. But if you're so anxious or you're so depressed that you don't want to do anything, you're not motivated to do anything,
mm-hmm.
then that's not going to help. So,
right.
so you've gone through detox. Then you may want to go on some other medication
mm-hmm.
to get you to the other kinds of therapies that you need to
right,
do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that third piece, as you said,
right.
is counseling. That's where the real work happens
mm-hmm.
because that's where you're trying to get to the root of what's
right.
sort of contributing to your substance use
right.
and substance abuse.
And while we're talking about medications or drugs, some people need to go on a replacement drug. You know,
mm-hmm.
the most famous is methadone,
right.
you know, to replace
right.
heroin. Suboxone
mm-hmm.
to replace opiates.
Okay, mm-hmm.
now not all drugs have a replacement
right.
drug,
right.
but some do, and that's up to your physician.
Mm-hmm.
That's up to the treating physician, is that some physicians may want to treat the addiction with a replacement drug,
mm-hmm.
again, so that you can get to the other treatments.
Right.
Okay, because without the replacement, your risk of returning, your risk of recidivism is very high.
Right. Now, you may recall from earlier this week, we talked about the rat study and rat park
yes.
and everything.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
the importance of community and of social bonding and relationships. That is, and well, potentially could be, where important aspects such as AA and NA and support
having a
groups
sponsor.
And those kinds of things, that's where that comes into play. It's that sense of support, that sense
right.
of assistance, that sense of
connection right.
is so critical to treatment.
Right, because so many of these people feel isolated.
Right.
We talked earlier in the week about widowed
mm-hmm,
the elderly and widowed people who suddenly find themselves completely isolated and completely alone. They get disconnected
mm-hmm.
and then they turn to drugs or alcohol.
Right.
Okay? Or mothers who are left feel isolated because
right.
they're trapped
mm-hmm,
in a house and can't get out, and they get disconnected from friends and support systems, and they can turn to drugs and alcohol.
Right.
And so that connection is I think critical. We
right.
think is critical.
Yeah,
is that
absolutely.
You have to reconnect, and AA and NA give you a place to go.
Right.
Not the only place, but
right.
it's one of the places you can go, and you'll get understanding and compassion and empathy and help and support.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Please remember, this is a long-term process.
This
treatment.
Treatment. That's right. Drug treatment. I'm so glad you said that. Mm-hmm. Because frequently parents of teenagers will mm-hmm. come in and say, well, I think he should go into drug treatment, thinking that the person will be gone for 2 to 4 or 5 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and they'll come back.
Everything will be fine.
No. Right. It
doesn't work that way.
They have probably just detoxed
right.
during that first phase of treatment. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's probably all that happened. You still have all these other things that need right. to happen. Okay. So going away to drug treatment is probably going away to detox.
Right. Mm-hmm. And again, kind of rehashing some of the things that we talked about earlier this week, you know, we have certainly seen patients and individuals who have been clean from drugs for decades. This right. one person that just sticks in my memory, he had been clean for about 28 years. And some stressor hit him, and it hit him just the right way, and he disappeared. His wife was like, I don't know where he is. I haven't seen him in days. You know, she was worried about him because she has been with him the, mm-hmm. the entire time, knew that he's been clean for all that time. And then about a month and a half later, calls and was in a halfway house in another city. And he had, something happened at work that day, and he just hit it hard. And so, you know, we're not certainly not trying to suggest that, you know, once an addict, always an addict. You know, there are those who say that. And but I will say, once an addict, always a risk for addiction. Right. You know, that risk is always going to be there.
And we've all talked to cigarette smokers, who said, I quit 30 years ago.
Right.
I could light up this afternoon and enjoy every cigarette I ever smoked.
Yeah.
Even after 30 or 40 years, they'll say, I miss it, mm-hmm. and I could start again tomorrow.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it is a long-term process. It's not going to be something that's quick. And so please, you know, if you're starting treatment, give it time.
Be patient.
Be patient.
Yes.
And don't, you know, I said this again earlier this week, don't make any significant changes in your life if you can help it during this, especially during this initial portion of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
That introduction of a stressor associated with major changes in your life is going to put you really at risk for recidivism or you know, relapse.
Mm-hmm.
So don't make any big changes. Don't make any big decisions during this time. You know, have some stability. Get the treatment that you need. Make sure you're medically safe and balanced. And then get into therapy and counseling with somebody who knows what they're talking about, knows what they're doing when it comes to substance abuse, and get that help you need.
And certainly, if you need to or you want to, please contact us. If you don't have any place else to go, give us a call. We'll guide you through the process as well as we can.
Yeah,
with the resources that are available here in this area.
Yeah.
So, but please, it's a long term process, mm-hmm. and it's not ever going to be easy.
Right.
So be patient. Take your time, and be patient with those who are going through it.
Yeah. So definitely. So, all right.
Most of all, it's not a moral failing.
Right.
I mean, I think
absolutely.
That's the first thing we have to do. It's much more, it may be, that may
in
be
part.
A component, okay?
Yeah.
But it's much more, it's always much more than a moral failing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely so.
Right.
All right, that's it for today and for this week.
Glad we can talk about that.
Until next week. Who knows what we'll talk about next week? It could be.
I have no idea.
We'll figure something out.
Hurricane recovery.
We're still recovering from that.
No, it's, you know, we joke about it, but we have new appreciation for PTSD and mm-hmm. Long-term recovery.
Right.
You know, people are still recovering from these storms, and I can't imagine Katrina and Harvey and mm-hmm. and those kind of things that were so devastating in mm-hmm. those areas. It takes a long time to recover.
Absolutely.
Again, be patient.
Yeah.
Take your time.
Absolutely. So, all right, until next time. Stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.